This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
What used to be difficult is now easy, or at least easier.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities and well-being of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today, I wanted to talk about doing the hard things. Also, a bit about my portfolio of proof, which I will talk a bit about it later. Really, today, I was hoping we can talk about what it means to be open to doing the difficult things and also allowing yourself to try and believe that you can achieve the difficult things in life because you have done a lot of difficult things in life. But before we do that, I do want to acknowledge the wonderful weekend we had at Otago Access Radio. We hosted our Air Awards, and it was very special because it was the first Air Awards since 7 years ago. And it was also my first ever Air Awards since I've just joined the team 4 years ago as well. And I had so much fun being with the broadcasters, having everyone in the same room. We have around 200 volunteers, and obviously it's not easy to get everyone together at the same time. So it was really fun to have people who don't know each other but have quite similar shows and just connecting with the OR community. Because it was my first Air Awards, I found it quite fun to be open to what it could look like. And I guess I really enjoyed all the planning and also the celebrations at the event. You will find out more information on it soon because we will be sharing some information about all of our winners as well on Facebook, on our Facebook page and Instagram. But what this weekend has taught me was how good it feels when the hard thing that we wanted to do is now done. And I wanted to reflect on just the idea of growth and what it means to be open to life's opportunities. So what used to be difficult is now easy, or at least easier. I love that I can relate to this now. I feel like if I reflected on this at the age of 18, I wouldn't be able to believe myself. I also love that the concept of growth is very weird because you don't really realize, you don't realize it until you sort of just look back. Because most of the transformation of the things you are doing is happening in the background. So, you know, very quietly. So you only realize the changes when you are experiencing something quite similar, or when you look back to the time when you experienced that really big thing. And I think because I try to journal at least once a week, it really helps to put me in a position where I can look back into my old writings and see what it was like for my past self going through something so minor or so major. And I really recommend that you do this as well. But there's a lot of ways you can think about how you grow. And it's not just, you know, the big things like finding a job or doing big adulting things. It could even be things like, you know, not being a people pleaser anymore or changing up your routine so you wake up earlier in the mornings. It could even be about being able to speak up or prioritizing your health and things like that. So your concept of growth will be very different to what others might think of growth in their own sense. But I do want to talk about the portfolio of proof because it's a very cool concept that I think is very useful for me, and it's been helping me a lot as well. So basically, it is a concept of noting things down every time you thought you couldn't do something, but turns out you can. So that is basically it. Anytime you feel like that is very difficult and you feel really anxious about doing something, but you end up doing it and it turns out okay and nothing went wrong, you write it down because it becomes a proof of when you were brave and you stepped out of your comfort zone. You did the hard thing anyway and nothing went wrong. It was all fine. And honestly, sometimes it's more than fine. It was very well done. And I love the idea of this because sometimes if you're not truly aware of how you're feeling when you do a hard thing, you're going to feel the same anxiety or panic again and again every time you feel or every time you're about to do that thing. I'll give you an example. Public speaking, I never enjoyed it. It's scary. I don't like the idea of talking in front of a crowd, especially if it's impromptu. But I'm not scared if it happens to me again because I know now that there were many, many times when I have been called up to the stage to say a few words. I did it anyway. I didn't say anything stupid. People cheered and people clapped. And then I go down from the stage and my life is still the same. And so it's really interesting how much fear is being put into this one scenario. And I'm only talking about public speaking because I assume a lot of people are afraid of public speaking. But honestly, there are a lot of fears, common fears that people are afraid of. I do want to share about an experience that a very irrational fear that I had as a teenager and a pre-adult. I hated lucky draws. I hated going to an event where I could be one of the lucky draw winners. And usually these events are, for example, like cultural club events where people would come into the event with like a number, or they would sit in a seat with a designated number. And then like midway through the event, they would be doing some lucky draw. They would like pick a number. And if you're lucky, you would get to go up on stage and claim your prize. I would dread lucky draw. I don't care how good the prize was. I do not want to get picked. And to me, it feels very unlucky to be part of the lucky draw winners. And that was my irrational fear. I just didn't like that center of attention for like 2 minutes. And it's scary for me. But then there was one time when
I have just been avoiding lucky draws for way too long. I feel like there were like at least four events where I avoided the lucky draw session. I either gave my number to a friend, like, you know, give up completely, or I would pretend to go to the bathroom just to avoid that session. I would literally do anything to avoid that particular session. I love the idea of being around people. I just don't want to be part of that lucky draw session. And so, well, anyway, there was a time when I just really stopped myself from doing that. And I also got picked to be one of the lucky draw winners. I don't remember what I've got. It was probably just like a coupon or voucher for one of the local businesses here. But everything's fine. I don't remember it being a very difficult thing. Even if people were looking at me, they were looking at me because they were happy for me for winning the lucky draw, or they were jealous of me for winning the prize. But yeah, those are one of the things that I have included in my portfolio of proof. And that has helped me to be aware of all those times when I put some irrational fear on myself or something that would make me more nervous than I should. But it turns out that it was fine. So I work in a radio station. I interview a lot of people. In a week, I probably interview between 2 to 3 to 4 people for different shows. And with that, it comes with a lot of planning and also pre-planning and, you know, getting all the questions ready. And obviously, with the kind of job that I have, it means I will be interviewing lots of people of very, very different jobs. And so sometimes if I have a very important interview to do, I do get nervous about making sure that I do well, because that is going to affect the flow of the interview. But it's also about making sure that the person I'm interviewing feels good about how I carry their stories and how I carry their thoughts and opinions and things like that. And so, you know, with a lot of with everything I've said today, I think sometimes I do feel a bit nervous about interviewing certain people, but I will always tell myself that I've felt nervous before interviewing a lot of people, but after I interview them, it's all fine. And we still had a good chat, and because I've done it many, many times before, things will be okay. So just having that proof of, like, just think of it as receipts of every time you survived something you thought you couldn't. And just think about all of those moments when it was difficult and suddenly it's not. All those times when you choose to be brave instead of avoiding the task or avoiding the issue, it helps to regulate your fear. And it's very important to not let your fear win as well. So I would usually tell myself, I've done this before. This is literally what I do almost every day. And there were times when I felt nervous, but I actually did well. So just telling myself that before starting an interview or before doing something scary or difficult really, really helps. And, you know, because I'm a spiritual person as well, it really helps for me to be in the mindset of being aware that, you know, this is a difficult thing, but I will choose to pray to be able to let go of all these unnecessary expectations I have of myself and trust that things will be fine and the universe will back me up for this. So every piece of evidence will build your self-trust, and having self-trust is so important because you need to be able to trust yourself when you do make decisions. So why is it important to look at well-being and also doing hard things? When the nervous system is regulated, meaning you are constantly trying to ease your nervousness when you do feel like things are spiraling, those difficult moments will become less overwhelming. And it's important that we create a sense of safety for our bodies so that we grow our courage. So the hard things will feel less threatening when your body feels supported. And you can only do that by supporting yourselves to make those good decisions for yourself. And there are a lot of moments where you can think about you doing the hard thing anyway. And you can think about all those times when you made a new friend, or you said hello to a stranger, or even when you go into a new space that you're not familiar with. And I can relate to this with, you know, being a young person, you know, because networking feels very scary to me in the past, because I always feel like I'm the youngest person in the room and I don't think I have anything smart to say. But really, people aren't going to talk to you about the smart things you think you need to say. They just want to get to know you, and you already have everything within yourselves. And so there are a lot of moments where, for example, I'm at a Asia New Zealand Foundation event or any professional spaces. Youth and philanthropy is something that I'm quite new at. And usually I would go to an event without knowing anyone else, but I will always come back from the event making at least one new friend. And that makes me feel really, really good knowing that it's at least I have made one new friend. So you don't really have to create all these unnecessary expectations for yourself, as long as you keep making that one step ahead. But imagine the moments where you have followed through all of the things that you said you would do. You know, that feeling of being relieved about finishing a difficult task, or a sense of relief for doing quite well in a exam or your driver's license. Those are all proof that you are capable of doing good things, and you are capable of doing those difficult tasks. So how do you push yourself to do those hard things? If you break things down, it really helps. So for example, if you have a big project, you don't just write, "Do this project." You break things down so that you have one little task to work towards within that big project. It also helps to reduce your procrastination. And procrastination is, as we've discussed before in previous episodes, it's not a proof that you are lazy. It's just your anxiety taking over your body. We all know about exposure therapy. If you don't know, it means doing the hard things,
probably in an extreme level so that you're used to doing that specific task. I saw a lot of trends on TikTok where people are doing this by, you know, talking to strangers or getting rejected by asking people for free things, you know, things like that. I'm not going to encourage you to do that. But it's something that will also help you be more open to opportunities and also know that, you know, the more you do things, the more you do have confidence in yourself that you've done this thing before and it's not as scary as you thought it would be. Rewarding yourself after doing something hard is also a very good tip. For example, I would schedule myself a treat after I do something really scary. So for example, if I was going to an event, I would also have something in the afternoon or the evening for myself. And that could be, you know, just booking myself a massage, or I would book myself a cafe date with some friends. It's about having something to look forward to after doing the hard thing. And actually, it also helps to have something else to think about, because at least if it goes wrong, you have something else to think about at the end of the day. But I really hope that it's something that you can look forward to start writing things down and honor your portfolio of proof so that you never say never to the opportunities in life. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you have a lovely day.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.